Yeah, look, they're very talented. I think they recruited very well in the off-season. You know, you got some really good imports out there, and you know, we got them early in the year. We played pretty good brand of basketball, but I know they'll be had a good week to prepare, and we're expecting a fierce combat. Yeah, any team for Brian is always well organized and disciplined what they're playing. So we've got a lot of respect for them, and we just got to make sure we're playing the right way, and that's not taking shortcuts. So I was just reminding the guys of when we play good basketball or basketball the right way, good things happen. So we just got to make sure we're controlling that. Oh, I got no idea. Oh, I can't speak on his behalf, but certainly for us, it's if you're disappointed in performance, you want to play a good performance next game, and I think they went out to win the next couple of games.
From an energy level, how are you guys going? You had a lot of games, you're playing fresher teams this week. Sydney won't play at all for the weekend.
Yeah.
How is everyone feeling? How do you handle them? Try to keep them fresh.
Yeah, well, you just want to, when you're playing a good brand of basketball, you want to play as many games as you possibly can. It's you know, when you have injuries or you're out of form, you don't want to play. You want to have time to get recuperated. So we think we're playing a really good brand of basketball at the moment. So the games, more games that we can play, the better. No, just going back for family reasons with his wife, his due. So yeah, he most likely will miss tomorrow.
Do you know when you're getting back?
Well, when Mother Nature, not Mother Nature, but when nature takes its course, we'll soon find out.
So obviously the border open, do you have to have discussions around those things with him?
Well, the good part is he's in New South Wales.
Yeah. So he'll play Sunday if nothing happens with the work.
Right. I don't know. So let's just let it make its course, and I can't predict what's going to happen, but we hope it's, you know, him and Rach have a great day and baby's healthy and everything ticks the boxes.
Does that change your playing much in terms of rotation?
Well, I think Kevy's only averaging about 5 or 6 minutes. So, yeah, we've got pretty strong in the guards with Mitch, Bryce. LT can play some point guard. We played him point guard during the preseason. And then you got Taylor and Wani, so we're pretty blessed at that.
Jesse hasn't trained much the last couple of days. Is he all right, or is he just having
a... I think he's just getting old. Yeah, it's just one of those. It's a bit like Damo, I guess, in the later stages of his career. Especially with the short amount of games, short amount of period, and just more of make sure he's peaking at the game time and not at practice. Hopefully a warm and nice one. Yeah, it'd be really good. We play great on their court. I don't know why. It's, as soon as Bryce got here, that was his first game. I think he dropped 30-something on the first game, and we just love playing on that court. So we'll take care of Friday game first and then switch after that to Sydney.
Have you been surprised, Trevor, how well your recruits have gelled at this point
this season? Yeah, look, with John, he's been... absolutely first class. It's like he's played 6-7 season as a vet. He adjusts really well. He buys into what we're doing, and he learns really quick and adjusts his game to that. So we've been very good with that. And with Blanchfield, you know, he's played 10-11 years. I know Todd's his first year up at Townsville, so I know what he was capable of. Bairstow has been really good. I thought when we were trialling him, he should have been in the league a long time ago with his defence. He's first-class defender. And, you know, the role players that we have off the bench are really doing a good job for us.
Yesterday, Todd said that he didn't feel that Ilmore had really fired yet. There are a few of their key players that probably could potentially step up. But have you been singling anyone out in particular when you're looking at Ilmore?
Oh, look, they've got two guys who can shoot the ball from half court in Harvey and Jessup. You know, they're really, really good. And Dell is an NBA player, and then you got some. Froling is improving every game, and Ogilvie's been around for 10 years. So, you know, they're super talented, without a question. They've done a really good job recruiting this year, and they've got a pretty good coach, too. Yeah. Yeah, it's just the attention Bryce gets is create the opportunity and having that third shooter with Blanchfield out there as well, and probably putting his when he comes into the game, you know, start end of the first quarter comes into the game, and you know, Bryce has pretty much been on a roll that gets the attention, and Jesse's a reciprocal of that of getting some clean looks. Oh, look, I think he's taken that responsibility on great. Everyone's a different leader, and Jesse's more of a quiet, let's do this, and the guys are really responding to that. So, you know, it's a bit of a different look for him than being a passenger, I guess, than we had leaders before. But he's doing his job. He knows his role. He's been in this role for 8 years. He knows it back to front. He knows where to be and where the spots are, and he's doing a great job.
In previous years, when you guys have been towards the top of the ladder, the experience of the team has kept you there. Do you have to tell some of the younger guys that now that you're at the top to sort of keep the foot on the throat?
Yeah. We're not really looking at the ladder. It's still, well, we're a couple of games away from halfway. It's a longer season, 36 games. So we look towards the last half of the ladder. We certainly want to get in the playoffs and want to be in the top two to get that home court advantage, but it's not a priority for us right now. It's our priority is to play in the right way, playing a good brand of defense, sharing the ball offensively, and you know, and going from there.
When you review the game, do you review it with the sound up or sound down?
All the time, sound down.
Okay, so were you aware of Connor Henry's timeout where he said that couldn't stop him at all?
No. Oh, look, that's the first time I heard about it, but it doesn't really worry me what other coaches say. We just control what we do, and I thought Clint was really good that game. And if they're going to pick on somebody, they can pick on whoever they went. You know, if that's Adelaide style to pick on a certain player, so be it. But we're better than one player. We play team defence.
Do